Or the Bob.
Yeah, or the Bob, yes, like VT.
Yeah.
I lean, just, that's why I'm here. I don't stand in front of chairs. My name is Bob. I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic.
Hi, Bob.
For people with English as a second language, or third, or fourth, if I speak too quickly, say something, please, and I will slow down. I came into OA December 27, 1982. When I came in, I weighed, I have to give it to you in pounds because I've forgotten what I calculated. I weighed approximately 336 pounds. 152 kilos. As a matter of fact, when I went to the doctor and he weighed me, I liked it better in kilo than in pounds because it was smaller. I broke my scale because it would go around and it would go back to zero and it would go around again because most scales don't go quite that high. So I had to add. So it would be 270 pounds plus as it went higher and higher. I gained and lost hundreds of pounds over the years. When I was very little, I was very, very thin. I have a severe, severe allergy to milk. Anything with milk, which makes it a challenge to travel, because everything is made with milk. Particularly when you go to Paris, everything is covered with cheese. Here, my sister loves Icelandic yogurt. I would not be here tonight if I had Icelandic yogurt. So I was very thin, and it was very important for me to eat, not to gain weight, but to even maintain weight. So I developed very bad eating habits before I was two. And the stuff that I was able to eat that stayed in me, I cannot look at today. I can't stand it. I have too much of it, obviously. In my family, my father's mother was a terrible cook. And she would say, eat it or I will throw it out. And I had a big mouth and I said, throw it out. And I got yelled at. My mother's mother made wonderful cakes and things like that. So that was fine. I liked going to her house, but not to the other grandmother. My mother was an all right cook. I learned how to cook. I was the first one home after school. I made dinner. In North America, they're called latchkey kids. A latchkey is you're the first one to open up the lock to go inside. You flip the latch. So I was a latchkey kid. I was the first one home. I made dinner. And over the years, I went from being very thin to being tall and wider. And I was always the biggest in my class. And because my birthday is in October, I was generally one of the youngest in the class. And there's an expression, a child prodigy. Okay, a child prodigy is a child who is really wonderful at something. And they are, a lot of times, really wonderfully obnoxious. And I was a child prodigy singer. I was able to sing from the time I was four. And it was always, sing for them, no. But if they didn't ask, I would. So, stubborn. And over the years, I gained and lost and gained and lost. When I started university, someone said, "You would look wonderful if you lost 20 pounds. I thought, okay, I can do that. I did in a week. I dropped the 20 pounds. I went on a diet that was 500 calories per day and an odd diet, a lot of tomato soup. And I lost the 20 pounds very, very quickly and didn't feel better. And I gained weight again. And I finished university and went to my very first job after I got my degree. And from September to June, I put on 65 pounds. I hated the job. No, that's not true. I loved the job. I was working at a school. I hated the principal. But so did everybody else, so I was in good company. And I left there and took a job that I did not want. I started to work for the government. But my grandfather and my uncle said, "You will get a pension when you retire. This is what you should do. It is not in any way what I wanted to do." So I gained more weight. Then I decided to bring it down again. So in 3 months, I lost 65 pounds, and it stayed off for about a year, and then it started to creep up again. And it would go down, it would go up, until it stopped going down, and it just went up. And I hit 260 and said, "That's enough." Hit 280 and said, "That's enough." Somewhere in my life, I lost the ability to figure out, what is enough? What does the word mean? It actually meant nothing. To me, at least, it meant nothing. In 1982, my father died, and his death was basically brought on by being a compulsive overeater. My father had a major stroke. He was diabetic. He lost weight, cheated on his diet all the time, and 11 years later had a fatal stroke and died in February of 1982. No, that's wrong. In the beginning of March. My sister joined OA at the end of April in 1982. She lost 100 pounds. I hated her for that. She was thin, I was still fat. She decided I should come to OA. And it took a couple of months, and I went to work, I went to a Christmas party, ate, went to a Christmas party, a Swedish Christmas party that night, and drank a whole lot of vodka, and had the cookies that you're supposed to hit that break, they're supposed to break in half rather than three. I must have had 50 of those. And I went home, slept all of Christmas Day. I woke up, I was covered with snow because my window was open. And the cat was smarter, he was under the covers. I called my sister, I said, "I will go with you," because I had a car in those days. "I'll pick you up, we will go to a meeting." And I went, I picked her up, we went, it was in a church basement, you walked down a very steep flight of stairs, and I don't come from a religious family, I come from a somewhat observant family. And someone said, "Who brought you here?" Before I could say anything, the person to my right said, "God brought him here." And I thought, "Goodbye. I'm gone." And I thought, "I have to stay because I'm driving her home." And so what I did was, I thought, all right, during the break, they'll have something I can eat, and Then afterwards, I'll drive her home, it'll be fine. All they had was herbal tea and instant coffee. I disliked both of them, and there was nothing to eat. So I went to the newcomers meeting, and I was told about how everybody who comes in, this is not true, everybody who comes in starts to lose weight, loses their abstinence, gets it back. They may leave, but it's better here than out there. And I thought, oh, this sounds really good. So I drove her home, stopped on my way home, and got ice cream. And the next day I figured I would try something. And all that I could do was not eat in between meals. That's as far as I could go. Nothing else, that's all I could do. And I lost 140 pounds that first 18 months. I went to the doctor every month. He took my blood pressure. We talked. I left. What was I doing? I was dieting. I went to 9 meetings a week. I had anywhere from 6 to 12 sponsees. Not one of them is still in the program, by the way. I killed them all. And what I did was I did everything wrong, but I stayed. And January 1st, 1986, I became abstinent. I've lost everything that I gained. What you see is what I look like all the time. And there are people here who have seen me, and I haven't changed much, other than older. But what I did was I worked the steps every day. Not always well, but every day. And all 12. That's important. All 12. I can't give away what I don't have. So if I'm not working the steps and I'm not abstinent, then, and I'll finish with this because I know I'm done.
No, you have, we have one more minute.
Oh, I have, well.
10 out of 15.
Thank you. What I can't say to somebody, I'm spiritually recovered, I'm emotionally recovered, but I just can't stop eating. How? I have a very spiritual program. It's not religious. It's spiritual. It works for me. I have no sense of balance when I get frightened. What have I done? I was in the Scottish Highlands. I went to the Golden Circle. I didn't get all that close to the crater, but close enough. And I was near cliff edges. I have a dread fear of heights. I developed a fear of flying that is almost gone again. But it is what it is. I have silly fears. They're still mine, and I can't wish them away. But what I do is I work through them. I'm down to one sponsee right now. I'm about to get more when I go back home. I leave tomorrow. I go to my home meeting on Sunday. Jet lag and all, I will be at my meeting. Why? Because I need to. Why am I here tonight? What I had planned to do tonight, until the gentleman sitting back there asked me to speak tonight, was I wanted to go on the Northern Lights tour. It's canceled for tonight. I'm where I'm supposed to be. This weekend, Francine asked me to be the parliamentarian at the Region 9 Assembly, and I figured out how to make my travel plans work. Sandra, who was over there, asked me to do the same job at the National Assembly for Great Britain. And I worked all of my travel plans around the two assemblies. I don't regret it for a minute. my life revolves around OA. Most of my very close friends are in the fellowship. I don't believe for 1 minute that I would be abstinent if I didn't put my recovery first. If I don't put it first, no one's going to do it for me. I don't have candy. I gave up red meat 20 years ago. I have fish. It's easy here. Fish and chips. I'm in Iceland eating fish and chips. I could be in the UK. But I was born in the States. I haven't lived in the States since I was 10 and a half. I travel on 2 passports. I have a particular, I'm trying to figure out another word, pull, an affinity for England. I'm very comfortable in England, food poisoning and all. I stayed with Francine, and first day, actually the first 3 hours, I got food poisoning. I was sick the entire time. But you know what? It's all right. I survived. They were kind. And it was what it was. But I was around program people. I went to a meeting in Edinburgh. Glasgow, Edinburgh, Reykjavik, Holmes Chapel, and Cheshire. I was at OA meetings. That's how you carry the message. Give up the stuff that's not necessary, get on with it, and just work the 12 steps. Can't be simpler than that. That's all we have each day. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.